without using tech. And we can also typeset Japanese and Tibetan and linear Cretans A script and all kinds of other interesting stuff. We also have some, we showed some experimental code for graphically tweaking output, so we have a GNOME canvas backend in LilyPond where you can actually move around pieces of notation. And well, it's experimental, so don't actually try to use it in the next release, but it shows some of the plans we have for LilyPond. The really big news is that Jan and I, or in practice actually at this moment me, are starting a company. It's called around LilyPond. It's called LilyPond Software Design LSD. And so we have big and small hallucinations, or I should say plans. So the bad news is the purpose of this company is not to hack more on LilyPond, because we already have done that a lot and we will continue doing so. The purpose is to make money using LilyPond so that we can actually continue to do it and not be, well, we get older and we have other things to do, and if we cannot continue doing it as a hobby. So we figure we have to do it as work. Well, you can accept, I hope we have some big plans. I'm not going to go into very much detail into them now, but you should think in the line of getting support for installations. And we're also looking for bigger partners because we are a package that can provide under the hood processing of music notation. So if you're Apple and you have this nice big sequencer, you can actually have very good notation coming out of it by just plugging in LilyPond. And of course, we would be very happy to make plugs. Of course, this is still somewhat in the future. At the moment, we're already prepared to implement stuff for you. If you have a special request or a special feature you would like to have, you can email me and we set a price for that, and you can have it the very next day implemented in CVS. And in fact, for the 2.5 release, we have already had around 5 small features that were commissioned by users. So if you find something missing, just send us an email. Finally, in the session, we had some a question and answer session with users, and we talked with the people who developed Note Edit. So I hope that Note Edit in the future will have even better LilyPond export. And we also talked to Gerard, who is a composer, so I've understood, and it reinforces our observation that many people that do advanced composition or algorithmic composition are really fond of LilyPond because it can do all kinds of things that are simply not possible with either Finale or Sibelius. And well, I guess that was it, what we discussed.
Thanks, Hanwen. Then we just went right on to the next, to Maria Bahlmann, who did a short workshop on Wonder and maybe Wonder's Swander and Swander's usage.
I think for the moment I still take Wonder as a trademark kind of thing. I still have to look up the word Swander if that means something really cool, which I can imagine. Maybe it will change to Swander. Well, the workshop was basically set up because there were a lot of questions after my talk. So we decided to have a little session and to answer these questions. So I won't go into detail about all of that. Just want to say that there were quite a lot of people for how small the user space base actually is. I think most of them were like future users. There was one speaker panel manufacturer who's also interested in having an open source project that can use their panels. So I suppose if there is ever a need for hardware support, then we can talk with them, so that is quite nice. And yeah, I have the feeling that in the next year there will be development of Wonder going on, not just at the TU Berlin, which is, I think, a very good thing.
Thanks, Marije. Paul, thank you. Okay, so next would be Paul Davis on the Jack workshop.
We started the workshop with some questions from relatively new users of Jack, just trying to answer some questions people had about its usage or its design. I think they were helpful questions to have clarified. And we then moved on to a discussion of what's actually happening with Jack right now and where it might be going. These were really focused, I think, on three areas. One had to do with time synchronization. Fonts gave us a very abbreviated summary of a proposal that he's made to add some additional timers or time sources to Jack to help Jack clients synchronize various sources both within a Jack graph and outside of it. It's too early to say at this point, but as a personal comment, I think it's extremely likely we'll see those timers in show up in Jack. I think the other two major points that we were touching upon were to see what thoughts people had about what needed to be done before 1.0 of Jack is released. And I don't think it was a comprehensive list at all. We didn't have the Mantis bug system up, so we weren't actually looking at the reports that are still filed against Jack. But there were a few points made that I've taken note of that we need to address before we can even think about 1.0 coming out. And we also had a small amount of conversation about the potential, what the future is as far as Stefan Letz's new version of Jack that he's written that's multiprocessor aware and has click-free connections. Again, I don't think there were any decisions made. I don't think this is not the right forum for that to happen. But there were some ideas being thrown around about the desirability or lack of desirability, positives and negatives, about shifting toward that direction or not going in that direction. And I think we'll see more of that on the Jack mailing list over the next few months, probably. And I think that was really about it.
The next one will be Robert Jonsson on the Muse workshop, which I initiated, but as I had to leave early, I didn't follow the discussion until the end. So if you can share a few words.
Yeah, sure. Okay, for the Muse session, well, it was an interesting blend of developers and users. So we started with first with presentation, and interesting to hear about users, what kind of troubles they're having with the system and things like that. We made a little list of things that we were talking about. We talked a little bit about documentation, but I think Frank talked a lot about that yesterday. So he pretty much covered everything about that. Then we got into a rather lengthy discussion about external synths, both external in the sense of external hardware and external software synths, i.e. not plugins into Muse. Muse, sorry. The idea, or the problem rather, is that it's currently not possible in a sensible way to get patch info and automation info from an external synth, so you know what is available to select patches and so on. So we there were some misunderstandings about what we were talking about, so it took a long time, but we started talking about some simple ways of extracting, for starters, patch information. Talked about using SizeX, adding some new parameters as SizeX to get this information. And we also talked, and I think we mostly agreed that OSC would be a better choice. But we didn't provide any solutions, but it sounds like something we should probably look more into as a community. It's just not for Muse, it's for all application and all external synths. Then we talked a bit about the coming versions. We have a coming version 0.7.2 coming real soon now. It's just bug fixes mainly, and hopefully we will get synchronization to external media equipment working. And a bit about that's the stable branch. The other branch, the 0.8 branch, that is longer into the future. We talked a little bit about the new features there. There are many internal changes in that branch. For instance, or the most important one perhaps is automation, but you also mentioned that on the talk yesterday. And we're making, or Werner rather is making, a lot of changes to the media routing. We talked a little bit about that we don't provide that much information about what features to expect in upcoming versions. And I agree that's a problem, something we should be better at providing, having something on the web page or even posting things on the mailing list. And we talked about separating into things we're going to implement and things that are on the wish list that we think we someday will implement, and things like that. I haven't slept that much, so that's about it, what I can remember.
Thank you. Thanks, Robert, and sleep tight. Right now, these are the first four names I had on my list. Is Tim Blechmann still here? He did the PD workshop, but I think he left already, so I cannot ask him. Reinhard Katzmann for the Node Edit team, is he still around? Neither. Ouch. Okay, and Itzu, I think you did a short workshop on your the next step project. Would you care to say a few more words? Sorry for rushing at you like this, but I wasn't really sure what workshops took place. At some point, the list got lost, or was rather just scrapped.
Actually, if you don't mind, I'll just do a quick recap of both linuxaudio.org and Made in Linux, because they are tied in together. So we had a small workshop yesterday, and some of the brainstorming that took place there, as well as following the concert, was very productive. And I'm glad to say that overall sentiment currently is, from those of you whom I spoke to, is that there is a general interest in generation of a foundation as part of the linuxaudio.org consortium in order to foster further exposure of Linux audio. there have been also discussion, obviously, of the Linux logo, which would be one of many incentives that could be spawned from this consortium. And currently, the idea is that basically, the idea of logo is certainly something worth pursuing, but in its current state, we'll need to see further revisions in order to be a productive and all-inclusive idea. And obviously, in light of what Dave Phillips has mentioned earlier today, Linux Audio Org Consortium will continue to foster all inclusiveness. That meaning inclusion also of the projects which are cross-platform, which are obviously supporting the true nature of GNU doctrine.
Okay, so just the general question, is there any other person who has initiated a workshop and would like to say a few more words, or did I catch most of those that were running? Any hands, any signs, any daredevils? None. Oh yes, sorry. For those who are still around here for a few more hours, Josh Green is doing a workshop at 2:30, roughly as usual. It will be a preview of the upcoming Swarmy version of the SoundFont editor. So you all, sorry, perhaps I just give the microphone to say what you're going to talk about? Sure. Or rather you come here. I got one more.
Hi, my name is Josh, as Frank said. And I just realized that through the development process that I've been going through with Swami, basically another rewrite again, it's been about 3.5 times I've rewritten it now. I haven't really done much PR or anything, so I wanted to, I didn't really get it together to do a talk, so I figured a BOF session would be a good way to basically present the next version of Swami, as well as a lot of the other technologies around it. It's going to be basically more than a sound font editor. It'll be other formats as well. And it's got a lot of other application and library API for other users to basically take advantage of in their own software. So if you want to check it out, you're welcome to come. That's it.
Thanks, Josh. Martin, want to say something? And if I give Josh a chance to say about his upcoming workshop, I'll have to do the same for Martin Habitz, who is going to do a short workshop on OSC. Want just to say a few words about what you're going to say?
Yeah, it's not intended as a real workshop. It's really as a bird of a feather session, original meaning. I wrote it down because nobody else wrote it down. I think it's important enough to talk about it with all the interested party, where it is at now, where we can go with it, and how chaotic it can get, or how streamlined it can get. So, really open. And the group looks small enough that maybe we can do it right after this session and not wait until 3:30, because that might be a bit too late. I thought this was going to take much longer, but.
Thanks, Martin. Okay, so I think this is all I've got to say up to this point. The program is over, and thus ends the third International Linux Audio Conference, and it has to end with the usual list of thank you sayings. I keep it short still. Girls, could you just come with me so that we are showing you again, we as being the core organization team, like to thank you all for coming here, for writing papers, for composing music. Keep it down. Thank you very much. It seems like you like the conference. Okay, much of the thanks has been said on Thursday about the sponsors and the companies providing internet bandwidth for the audio and video streaming. Still, as Dave has already done for us a few one hour ago, special thanks still go back again to Jörn, who is not in here right now, and to Eric for doing all of the streaming, including Sebastian for, where is he? Over there, for doing the chat operation. You've all done a good job, and I think the show from last night, especially the live audio video DJing and streaming, showed that this is pretty hot technology. Thank you very much for that again. Another few last minute items. We had a evaluation talk on Friday evening with a few of LAD people and a few of ZKM people to see about the future of the conference, because we were not sure if we are really on the right track or if we are losing focus somehow. After 1.5 hours of talking, we found out it seems to be on the right track, and so we are already now able to tell you that there will be a next LAC number 4 in Karlsruhe at the ZKM in 2006. There is no doubt. We haven't set a precise date yet, but this will happen, I guess, in the next weeks or months, but you'll know for sure when it's out. One thing that I would request from any of the visitors is feedback. We have our mail address, which is lac2005@zkm.de. If you have any criticism, honest criticism, just send it along so that we can plan for next year what has gone wrong, like times being too short, talks slipping too much in time, concerts being too loud, whatever. Send it to us so that we can lack the feedback. I said too loud, you get me? Okay. Something else, you saw that we had these nice posters designed by a graphics artist for the ZKM. We still have some of these outside, so those of you who want to take a small souvenir with you, as long as they last, grab one for free. Also, if you still don't have enough of those DVDs, we have lots of them still outside for colleagues or friends or local user groups. Grab a bunch. I guess one of the things we should work on for the next year is what Jörn mentioned this morning. We need conference T-shirts. So for those who can't see, I just show it on the camera so that everyone can see it like this. This is roughly the design that we could take over, which was from the Linux Tag booth 2 years ago. Maybe something like this is possible next year if we find a nice sponsor. So we are working on that. Then I would just like to know from you, those who are still here tonight, who just depart tomorrow, we are planning to go out together once more to an Italian restaurant where we were on Wednesday evening. Just give me a few hands of those of you who are still there so I can do a rough count. Oh, sorry, that will be at around 6 p.m. It will be Italian. Sorry, Andrea. It's the best Italian restaurant in all of us. So say again, show me your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, that roughly fits. Okay, thank you. The plan will be that we go from here by foot again. Yeah, it's the same on Wednesday, so it's 50 minutes from here, and we just join at 6, so that we leave at maybe 6:30 or maybe at 7 as usual. Direction to that place. We have those city maps still outside, a few of them, and we can maybe ask either Mark or someone else to mark with a small cross where the restaurant is in the Sophienstraße, and from there you should be able to find it. It's not too difficult. But those who cannot find it, let me know afterwards and I'll show you on the map where it is. Also for those who are still here for a few more hours, I think the internet cafe, the surf stations are still up until tomorrow, I guess, almost.
Yes, we'll shut it down tomorrow.
Okay, so there's still time left. Hang all night, sure. Paul, now you can break Ardor again. Now it's okay. Okay, so that's it. And then as a last step, sorry, there's questions. What? Copies of the DVD. Well, we have been had the sponsor, the German Linux Magazine. They have produced these for us. We received 1,000 pieces. I don't know how to get them out to those people. The ISO image, we could provide that, perhaps. That's, I think, roughly 3 gigabytes. So It's got, oh, you weren't here on the first day, right? Okay, it's got a Planet Karma alpha version. Fernando is nervous about this because it's still outdated, but anyway, it's got the papers of all talks, including some extra material, and it's got three ISO images of three other live Linux distributions, Dynabolic, Agnuda Demudi 121, and the SUSE Live CD from December last year. That's that. What have I forgotten? Anything you want to add, Götz? The proceedings, right. The proceedings will also be available for download within the next days. They haven't been online until now because this is what you get for being here instead of just being a virtual visitor. But they will be on the web very soon as well. And so also again, I think I didn't mention this before, also thanks again to Ludger for being the financial head somewhat of this whole event. And thank you for allowing that this can take place again in 2006. We're looking forward to that. So now the really, really, really last official item would be that I would like all artists and talkers to come down for the usual group photo. So thank you, and that's it then.